Aleluya. We have heard a lot of things. Amen. May God bless us. May it seal every word, every thought that is connected with all the passages of the scriptures, and for him to bring us to be ready for the great day is all about that. At the end, we have to pass the exams. At the end, we have to go through exams. I believe spiritually, we have already passed the exams, because the Lord has already paid everything, has already done everything, and everything is ready. It's also written that there is a behavior, a daily behavior in the Christian for him to reach that goal that the Lord has called us for. The hard path, we know them. We can stop in these verses from Genesis till the end, till coming to the message that Brother Branham has brought. It's also true that who is listening to the word of God, or who is hearing to the word of God, and who is going to resist till the end. If the Lord is tearing because he doesn't want no one to die, I thank God, because also today I wanted to bring the same word that we have already talked about. If he tarries to come, it's going to be difficult for those people who want to stay in the word or remain in the word. It's going to be difficult because this word, this pervert generation is trying to attract the believers toward him. So this word is trying to bring the believer in it. The Lord has already prepared his bride. There is a wonderful word in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1. There is something special there that the Lord has said. I'm going to tell you that. What the Lord is going to show him. He's talking about the tree that the Lord has shown to Jeremiah. The almond tree. Then he asked to Jeremiah, what are you saying? And then the Lord said unto me, thou hast well seen. Jeremiah 1, chapter 1, verse 12. For I will hasten my word to perform it. Verse 12. The word of God is going to take place. It's going to be accomplished. May God grant us grace to get into it, to be involved in his word, to be identified in his word, where each word has its weight, has its substances, has its strengths. Today we see there's in a Christian life this lightness of taking things. This lightness, when you are too light with the word of God, it becomes difficult. Hallelujah. Let us stand. Let us sing a song. I'm greeting all the Britons connected online, for God to bless them and strengthen them. The only one that I can see connected is Brother Bruno. All the others, they are hidden, And I know also there is Brother Jeremiah. May God bless all of them. May God bless them. And may God bless also all of us. And to bless his bride everywhere. The bride who's waiting for him, who's desiring to see the bridegroom. The bride wants to see the bridegroom. Is there is this tradition that you cannot see the bridegroom before the wedding. This is the tradition of the earthly tradition. The bridegroom cannot see the bride before the day of wedding, but the Lord is already preparing us. Hallelujah. Let us sing a song that's been while that we are not singing it. It's 363. Some of the brethren are missing today. Brother Antonio and Sister Josie. There are some situation that's 300. Number 363. Hallelujah. Arise my voice to you. I arise my soul and my heart. Lamb of God died on the cross. Listen to my prayer and answer to my desire. Jesus, Son of God, arise toward the throne of grace and mercy. Nothing else I ask as a gift. Listen to my prayer and accomplish my desire. Jesus, Son of God, hallelujah. Nothing else in my heart. I'm longing to you, Jesus. Faith, your faith, love, your mercy, and also your virtue. Listen to my prayer. Accomplish my desire, Jesus, Son of God. Your hand is outstretched toward me. My prayer is not in vain. Fill me with thee. Listen to my prayer and accomplish my desire. Jesus, Son of God, hallelujah. Is a prayer. This song is a prayer. Is a prayer that we bring in before the Lord. It's true that we are languish, or we are longing after him, waiting for him to confirm his word. In his word, in our life, in our families, and we praying and we are languish after it. May the Lord manifest his powerful hand. And for this reason we sing, fill me of thee. May the Lord fill us with what is and to give us what we need for us to live according to the word of God. We want once again pray the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We start always with saying thank you for what you have done. No man could do it. What you have communicated us, no one could do it. You have given us a new life, a new heart. You have spoken of wonderful things. You have spoken of the paradise. You have spoken of the place that you are preparing us. You have spoken of it. Oh, you have spoken of glorious things. You have spoken of judgment, but you have granted us grace to see your work manifested in our life and to see ourselves growing in your word, growing in your hand. Oh, what a joy you have given to our heart. Bless once again this day. Sanctify this day through your word as it was already green. It was given. We are languish. We are longing to see you now till the last moment. Yeah, Lord, the time is passing. It seems like the day of the appointment, it never come. But we know soon in a cling of the high, how body are going to be changed, the death, they are going to resurrect, and your coming is soon. And we know that you are preparing us day after day. You are preparing our life. It's true that around us there is distraction, but you are preparing your bride. What a grace. To you we give praises, adoration, and thankfulness, thanksgivings. Bless your word, bless our heart. May you put that zeal as it was at the first day. Strengthen our heart. You are powerful. Your word is like a hammer. It's powerful to break stones, to break rocks, to break everything that is wrong in us. To you, honor and praises, adoration and thanksgiving in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us read a passage of the scripture. I always thank the Lord for this reason. I believe till now, and I will believe if there is not the action of the Holy Spirit. We have failed. We have failed the plan of God. The plan of God in which is leading or guiding his children through the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe so. For this reason, we have to take heed in what the Spirit is telling to the church. Hallelujah. If we really pay attention, we can see that he's confirming his word in our midst, and he's bring us forward, and he's strengthen our faith and our heart, and we need our faith to be strengthened. If not, we are going to stay behind or remain behind. Let us read in the book of Exodus a passage of the scripture that came just like this. When I opened the scriptures, we have to stay in the place where the Lord has given us. The Lord has given us a place. He has spoken to us. He has spoken to the church. And he want that the church or his bride to stay there waiting him day after day in the same way as he was in the first day when he met him. What is difficult is hard. because already 2,000 years passed. They passed already 50 years or more since Brother Branham died, 55 years, and Brother Frank is still living as a testimony, as Moses was a testimony for a time, and then after him came Moses, came Joshua, as we read in Jeremiah chapter 1, is the God who is watching over his word to accomplish it. Let's read in the book of Exodus to see how everything is put, has been put together for us to be strengthened in faith and to glorify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Exodus 32 from verse 21, just to have the context. What is going to interest us is the verse 26. And Moses said to Aaron, "What did these people unto thee that thou hast brought so great sin unto them?" And Aaron said, "Let no the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, 'Make us God, which shall go before us.' For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And I said unto them, 'Whosoever hath any god, let them break it off.' So they gave it me. Then I cast it into fire, and there came out this calf. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, 'Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me.' And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him." I will stop here. Amen. For now, I will stop here. Let's read also another passage in the New Testament. This is what the Lord has given me. And in how small church, what the Lord has given me to do is this. We will read also in the book of Matthew 24, Matthew chapter 24. We read just the verse 13. What we need here, what interests us, is just the verse 13. "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all the nations, and then shall the end come." Hallelujah. May God bless your heart, his word, and may God bless this moment in Jesus' name. You may be seated. "He shall endure unto the end." The big problem of the Christian is this: to wait for the moment and the action of God. That is what we need. It's not just about listening the word and believing it, and it's just about believing the word of God and taking it at the right, in the right context. It's important to endure till the end. If here you see what happened in the book of what we read in Exodus, Moses went in the mountain to take the table of the law, what God wanted to give to his people, because he has separated the people. He put the people apart, and he has chosen Israel to glorify his name among all the nations. God has chosen me, has chosen you. There are things now coming out of us, but all things are coming from God. He's the one who knows what he's doing. Here we can see Moses, he tarries just a little bit. And you can see also today, The Lord is there, is he there is to come, he's daring to come today, but we can see what is going on around us, what situation, hard situation the devil is presenting or is putting before us for us to be distracted. And he's telling you it could be so and it could be in this other way, and he's just bringing you aside or astray from the right direction. What we have to do, we have just to wait for what? If this passage we could see just under the eye of what is taking place today, exactly with as what has taken place with Brother Branham. After the brother went back home, what did take place? They did not endure in the same direction. It was impossible. Everyone has taken his own direction. Everyone has taken the worst for him. A horse. There is always a battle, a fight. Sin's already there. Jannes and Jambres, Judah, Esau and Jacob, they are types. They're always fighting continuously, and this is going to take place till the end. But it depends on me and you to stay in our position and to stay in the presence of God and to be stick in the word of God. And they have taken this position, not having anymore a leader. They say we want a king. Not having a leader, or if Brother Frank has to go before, we always say it, we have to pay attention to what the Spirit is telling to the church. After Brother Frank, you think there is going to be someone else or another message or something else who has to come to strengthen the faith of the Christian after Brother Frank? You think it's going to take after him? Rapture is going to take place. I'm saying that in the name of Jesus Christ, and I'm putting my hand upon the Bible. After him, there won't be anything else. If Joshua represented the Holy Spirit, and if Moses was the man of God, and Joshua has represented the Holy Spirit to bring them in the promised land, same is going to take place with us. He's the Holy Spirit is going to take us in the promised land. He's not going to be a man. For this reason, today we have to persevere, to endure to the word of God, in the word of God. And we have to be there in the word of God without inventing or creating new gods or creating new situation where then the devil is going to infiltrate in this situation. We have to stay in our position without permitting the devil to come in the midst of the church. When the word of God came, it came for Christian, it came for believers, it did not come for unbeliever. This word came for the bride of Christ. The will of God is just for the bride of Jesus Christ. It's not for other people. For this reason, in the midst of the people of God, they always been the foolish virgin. At every age, he always been like this. At each age, at time of Luther, at time of Wesley, they've been always two sides, foolish and wise. Can you see that? And today our question is, now we're going to read some passages of the scripture. And then Moses stood in the gate of camp and said, "Who is of the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." Who stood with Moses? Who remain with that leader who take them out of the Egypt, out of Egypt to bring them in the Canaan? They were the Levite. who are the Levites? The Levites were the firstborn. The Lord has chosen them. All the firstborn are mine. So that's how the Lord has chosen the Levites. And they become firstborn before God. We are going to read some passages of the scripture. This is giving you already, it's going to give you already a type or a tip of who is going to resist till the end, who's going to endure. Just the Levite, they pass on the side of Moses. Just the winners, they are going to resist. For this reason, the battles, even in the heaven, between Lucifer and the angels, Lucifer wanted to be the firstborn. He wanted to be the firstborn of all, but it was not him to become the firstborn. Let us read a passage of the scripture in book of number 3, chapter 11. I give you just this passage of scripture. Number chapter 3, verse 11. Verse 3, chapter 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, And I, behold, I have taken Levite from among the children of Israel instead of all the firstborn that's opened the matrix among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levite shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. For on the day that I've smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I allowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. Mine shall they be. I am the Lord. The Levite were the one who passed in the Lord's side. Who is the firstborn, or what is the firstborn? Let us read in the book of Revelation. May the Lord bless our heart and give us strength to resist, to endure, and to see that the word of God, pay attention. We heard this morning already that the word of God is so powerful to destroy all the works of the devil. But it's just about me and you to open our heart. You have to realize that the strength, you cannot have it yourself by yourself. The strength comes from God. You cannot do anything without God. Can you see it? From where can your strength come? You have to seek it where? That you have to seek it in that place where the strength is coming out. And the word of God is the strength. If this doesn't take place in your life, you are always going to be weak. You are always going to be submitted to the slavery of your thoughts, or to the slavery also of the things that are going to take place in your life to bring you in another direction. We have to say, Lord, your word is so powerful that when it came into me, is working everything in me. Without this, I become so weak. We can see as the time has passed and the word of God becomes so weak. For this reason, in this age of Laodicean, the Lord wanted to manifest himself again, sending a message, sending a Moses to bring back the word of God at his place with his authority, giving him the same strength that was in the beginning. And denomination, they have just lost this force or this strength. Today the word is restored. For this reason, when we see those all these things happening around us, the same thing happen again. Who is going to follow the order of God? Who want to be with me? Who want to follow the preparation to glorify his name when he will come back? Hallelujah. This is the question. Hallelujah. And here in the book of Revelation, Revelation 12, there's a wonderful thing here. The resistance. Today we see a lot of deviation. But Lord, or God, Revelation 12, Revelation 12, verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. They won. When the dragon wanted to eat or to devour the firstborn, the bride of Christ, he could not do it because there is victory in the bride. Hallelujah. But they won, or they overcame, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. This firstborn, this son, children of God, they are the only one who are going to remain. Are you part of this people? The firstborn? We are part of the firstborn. I believe with all my heart that we are part of the firstborn. The word is like a rock. It cannot be moved. Hallelujah. For this reason, in Psalm 50, the Lord has also revealed this word. Gather thee, my people. Gather my people who want to come with me. Today is about this. Gather my saints together unto me. Today there is a lot of dispersion, or because we did not understand that God has his plan and his time. We have to work according to his time and his plan. We human beings, we want to anticipate, we want to do something, or we want to help God. It's impossible. God has his time. For this reason, we are inventing all kinds of things. For this reason, it become hard. It become hard for us to live together with the foolish virgin. May God help us to be formed the way God has formed us, or created us in his likeness. Today, this word, Psalm 50, gather my saints together unto me. There's going to be a great power, and the overcomer, they are going to be there. Those people who won't bow before Baal, they cannot do that because they have experience, direct experience with Christ, direct experience with Christ, and they know that the word is a living word, and it divided the Hebrew 4 verse 12. The word knows how to treat, how to act. This is the Spirit of God. This is the word of God. We can read also in the book of Luke. I'm going a little bit here, a little bit there. But you have to know that this word, God has permitted this. Also Aaron been influenced by the people of Israel. And he could not do anything else. He has just to because, yeah, the quantity of people, so the superiority of the people, he was the only one, so he been influenced. And for this reason, he said, I will make thee a God walking with thee. And can you see the kind of thoughts? He said, I will make thee a God. That's today what is happening in the midst of the church is this. The God has to grant us grace, and those who are proclaiming themselves to be of Christ to be submitted under the word of God, not to walk according to what the man is saying or but to walk according to what God is saying. Moses was there. He was a leader, or he was someone who was guiding. But after Moses, Joshua came. What's the meaning of Joshua? Yeshua. We have to take the will of God in our life for him to be manifest. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 14, verse 15. Even this is the wonderful word. He's showing us how we have to be upon this rock, the rock of ages. We have to stay upon him. Luke 14, chapter 15. No, it's not that. Yeah, he's speaking about a great supper where each one of them, when they've been called or invited, each one of them has an excuse. But I wanted to read another scripture, another passage in Luke. All of them here, they have excuses. So where is the true preparation or the true consecration to Christ? When the Lord is calling, or when God is calling, he's calling. When he was walking on the coast, or in the, he called Peter, he called his brother, he called James. All of them, they just follow him. They forsook what they were doing and they follow him. And did the Lord has called you? Have you heard the voice? Even if you did not hear the audible voice, but you feel it in your heart. So now you have to prepare yourself. The supper is there, is about to come. The wedding is going to take place. Hallelujah. The wedding is going to take place. It's going to be done. Luke chapter 10. Here to Mary and Martha, Luke chapter 10. Hallelujah. Verse 41 and 42. Luke chapter 11, 41, 42. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary had chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Have you understood this word? You see how many things people want to do, or how many things they can be done without the will of God. Yeah, one thing is needful. Israel and the bride are walking in parallel. Israel is the one who's supposed to do sacrifice and a lot of things, but the bride of Jesus Christ, everything was done already for him. In Jesus Christ, everything been accomplished. On the cross, everything was accomplished. At the cross, everything was done. You have just to believe, and that's it. There's nothing to do. Staying at the feet of the Lord, at the feet of Jesus. Lord, speak. Your servant is listening. Your servant is listening. This is the only needful thing. Here, Martha, 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 thou art careful and troubled about many things. Israel always been like this. when the Lord was speaking for Israel for a time was okay, but after a while he started doing other things, maybe giving sacrifice to other gods, to sacrificing in the high place, and they were not always in the word of God, but the bride is always at the feet of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's difficult to do so, to take the Lord at his own word. You have said so, Lord, so it's possible. Give me the strength of believing that, and give me the strength of putting to observe your word or to practice your word. For this reason also, Psalm 103, there are a lot of passages of the scripture that are coming in our mind. Psalm also 104:15. These scriptures the Lord has given them to me for us and for our heart to remain in the word of God. If the Lord is moving, also we are moving. If the Lord is not moving, we don't move. Psalm 104, verse 14. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the heart, and wine that maketh glad to glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengthen man's heart. Here, if you read this, what do you think about this verse? Man shall not live by bread only. Is showing us that the Lord is the one providing everything for us. We can think about also Melchizedek presenting himself to Abraham with wine and bread. Man shall not live by bread only, but by every single word proceeded out of the mouth of God. I believe that with all my heart. He's giving you the word, he's giving you the revelation. Because the wine means revelation. And you have to, once you have it, you have to remain sober, and you have to believe in that word. But you don't need to think in your like by your own or with your own mind. I passed through those things. After 48 years, I've seen that when you want to do with your own mind, you cannot do it. For this reason, I'm telling you, you have to pass through that way in order to understand that. When you see that things are not well at that place, so you have to, it's like a puzzle. So if they don't go together, you have to remove it and you have to take the right part to put it together. So you have to realize what God is doing for us to be put at the right place. Through Jesus Christ, God has paid everything for each one of us. For this reason, the Lord is saying, who is going to be on my side? If you see the word, what is taking place in the word, people are doing things that foolishness in politics. It seems like they don't have a reason. Everything is happening for their own benefit. It's not for us. It's not for you. Everything is like Everything is just for their own benefit, for the politician or for the people in the higher level. And you cannot do anything about that. For this reason, the Lord is about to come. And what is going to bring the Lord back? It's me and you. That's what the scripture said. Work for your salvation with fear and tremble. The Lord has to grant us grace to work for this salvation, for everything to be put at the right place. This word is bringing us back in Exodus. We've seen already that there are things that, like conflict, they always going to be there. We have to fight always with Dathan, Korah, and Abiram, and we have always to fight against Jannes and Jambres, and they always trying to imitate. They always trying to bring you out of thy place, of your home place, the place that God has given you in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. For this reason, I say in Matthew 24:13, we read, for the love of a Lord is going to become weak. And blessed is the one who's going to endure, or shall endure till the end, and is going to be saved. He's the one who's going to wait at the place where the Lord has put him, and is going to wait for the time of God. I want to read other scriptures. I want to read in Second Peter. Chapter 2, 2 Peter chapter 2, 15. 2 Peter chapter 2, 15. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people, they forsook the way of God. And they seem to be still Christian. They seem to be, to believe to the minister of Brother Frank. They have this appearance of godliness. Verse 15. Which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wage of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The damned as speaking with man's voice forbear the madness of the prophet. These are well without waters, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of the darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those were clean escaped from them who live in error. Verse 19. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servant of corruption. That's what has taken place in Exodus, in the passage we have written. They were slaves and they were corrupt, and they were thinking like to do something. For this reason, the word is sent for the Christian, for the believers, for the bride of Christ. For other people, they will listen this word. They will hear the word, but they are not going to understand what the Spirit is telling now, is saying now. May God grant grace. May God bless our heart. And may God give us this endurance, for us to reach the end and wait the action of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You see, It's like a one part in a side, in the other side, like in one side. For this reason, I say Matthew 24:13, and it's written, and because of the iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The true love of word, the love of the word of God, he waxes cold. And blessed is the one who shall endure till the end, he shall be saved. The one who is waiting for the rapture is waiting for the Lord to work or to accomplish his word. It's true that we are waiting for the coming of the Lord. I want to read other passages of the scripture as the Great Supper. We read it already in Luke 14:15. Let us read in 2 Peter 2:15. 2 Peter 2:15. Hallelujah. There are people who are not anymore in the right way, but they seem to be Christian. They seem to be in the Word of God. And they always believe in the ministry of Brother Frank. It seems like they're walking the right direction, but it seems. It just, here the Bible say, which has forsaken forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bosor, who loved the wage of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquities. The dumb heart, speaking with man's voice, forbade the mindness of the prophet. These are the well without water, clouds that are carried without tempest, to whom the mist of the darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling word of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, then they themselves are the servant of corruption. They are servant of corruption. This is what has taken place in the book of Exodus, where we read, themselves, they were slaves, they were corrupt, but they were thinking to do something. Something to overtake the man of God. For this reason, the word of God, it came just for the believers. It came just for the bride. Other people, they will hear to this word, but they won't take it. They won't accept it. They won't perceive, or they won't see what the Spirit is saying to the church. May God grant grace and bless our heart and give us this endurance, the endurance to reach the goal or to reach the end, and waiting upon the action of the Holy Spirit. It's like, at one hand, it's like Brother Frank, it's true that he's tired. I'm saying that with all my heart. I know this preaching is going to be listened to by Braden. But Brother Frank is used by, because he's old. But also is consumed by the journey or the trips has done in his life. People flying or frequent flyer after 10 years, they always stop because the changement of fuels, the changement, like the radiation, all these things. But I'm saying one thing, the word we read, and I'm going to read it again to show you that's where where we are arrived now in Matthew chapter 24. We can read from verse 13, from 11. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Every time the preaching, Brother Frankie is saying, keep yourself from seduction. Now, brother is reading verse 13 or verse 14. The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all the nations, and then shall be the end come. This word being accomplished. If we want to reflect about this word, Brother Frank, the duty that God has given him, he has already accomplished. What God has given him to do, he done it already. What else is he going to do? Here the brother is talking about Brother Frank. Joshua in the years 80, a lot of Britain, they were saying, if Brother Branham is Moses in the years 80, Brother Frank is Joshua. But that is not true. If God has given him a duty, who's going to bring forth the work of God then? Because Brother Frank has already accomplished his word. We have to be attached to the holy visitation of God in his church with his Holy Spirit for us to be ready. Who is going to do this work, or who's going to accomplish this word? As Brother Frank is still here, he has still something to do and something to say. Are you there? If this thing is already done, who is going to bring forth this work or this job? Is this work going to be bring forth with the preaching of years 80 or years 70? It's true that it's still the food, but who is going to bring forth this this work? It's the Spirit of God. May God grant us strength to understand really what we are going through, or what we are going for. May God grant us grace to be submitted in humbleness under the Spirit of God. Do you believe it? For this reason, if Moses spoken, and there been this rebellion, Joshua continued the same work to bring them in the promised land. Do you understand what I was saying? Today is about that. We have to say, Lord, are we ready? Visit our heart. Visit the heart of your bride. For us to be in harmony with the message that been put in depot. Oh. Everything that been put aside by Brother Branham, Brother Frank has taken it and he served it, or he brought it out, but it's still food what the preaching of Brother Frank, but still there is today a fresh food. is the food of the true Christian, the food of the bride that he has to manifest. Hallelujah. I'll stop a little bit here to see. It's important. Have you understood it? May God bless us. And may God is bringing us forward the way he wants to bring us. I believe that not even them, they seeing things in a certain way. He always been like this. People will be near men of God. They never seen the things in the right way. You can see Aaron. He was there with Moses, but he could not see. He could not resist. If Aaron was in perfect harmony with Moses, the will of God, if he was in the perfect will, perfect harmony with the will of God, he would not have done it or made the statue. And then Moses was there, putting himself, standing at the gate, doing the will of God, asking them whom is of the Lord's side. See a little bit what the Lord is doing. For this reason, the Lord is saying, come to me. Matthew 11, verse 28. You are... Come to me and discharge your burden, and I will give you rest. And also Psalm 50 verse 5, gather ye my saint, I will gather thee like one man, as they were in the upper room in Jerusalem. So it must be. Just the firstborn, just the winners, overcomers, those who endure till the end, they will reach the goal. Let's read in the book of Acts. Let's read Romans 8:37. Hallelujah. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen. Are you there? This is for me. Everyone can say what he wants, but this is for me. Now, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. There's another scripture. I believe in the book of Philippians 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. This word is always in my heart. I have it there. I have it there. Still, it's always before me. Philippians chapter 3, hallelujah, from verse 12, chapter 4, sorry, Philippians chapter 4, and this is the bride of Christ who has done the experience with God. This is thou, say the Lord. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Today, the spirit of sacrifice in the midst of church, where is it? Where is it? Hallelujah. Where is that spirit? May God help us. The spirit of sacrifice to serve God, where is it? Where is he? Still we are submitted, we are slave to ourselves, to our behavior, to our way of seeing, to our way of doing, where the first place belongs to the one who died for me and saved me. Hallelujah. The first place belongs to him, not to me, not to me. I do not have any right. Hallelujah. I have to go through this way to be instructed in the word of God. Hallelujah. In all, I am instructed both to be full of and to be angry, both to abound and suffer, to suffer needs. I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. Notwithstanding, ye have all. Here, I can do all things through Christ, not through Franco Forestieri, not to Branham, in Christ. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. He strengthened me step by step. When there is a suffering, where there is something wrong, where there is something that doesn't work, to whom I go? The first thing to do, that's the first thing that the human being try to do, is trying to help himself with his own strength. Is going to find a solution by himself. This is a human being. But if you trust in the Lord, if you have experienced him, you know that he can everything through Jesus Christ. He can everything, and you can everything through him. There's no other way. There's nothing else. It's like in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2. The Lord has made us king and priest. Today we are priest, but king when we will reign with him, when we will be seated in his throne with him. I said 1 Peter chapter 2 is a passage that we all know. We read it already a lot of time. 1 Peter chapter 2. Hallelujah. From verse 3. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of man, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house. If you are a spiritual house, the word, what is it? Is it not in the house? Is it not in the temple of God? Are we not the temple of God? Did God make us his temple or not? Is it right? May the Lord strengthen our faith. May the Lord strengthen us to serve him in spirit and in truth. I build up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up sacrifice. A Levite, the priest, the firstborn. There was Jacob and Esau. Esau supposed not to be there. Even if he came out as a first, but the nature was inside. It was inside Jacob. The firstborn nature was in Jacob. Or you are Jacob or you are Esau. This desire, the desire to be victorious or to be son of God, to walk with the word of God, those are the firstborn. The firstborn are those which the Lord wanted to trust His word to them. Hallelujah. And verse 6, wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. The one who should believe to this word, he won't be confounded. And Moses stood before the gate. He stood before the gate. Here is about overcomers. It's about the victorious, the conquerors, the way God is preparing them. It's like the devil, he wants to stop or to put obstacles with his tactics and to put an obstacle in the midst of the church. That would the devil want to do. And in Exodus chapter 3 again, we can read there where we read before. There's a word in the book of Revelation where it's saying, blessed is the one who is not naked but is clothed with the white garment. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, Thus said the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side. Verse 32, was reading verse 32. Moses was the intercessor. He was interceding for Israel, for people of Israel. And here was representing Christ, the one interceding for us every single day, from morning to night, 24/7. There is no time where discussion or effort that going against us, and when this thought or this accusation comes to the Lord, the blood of the Lord Jesus is removing it. For this reason, we have to consecrate ourselves to Him and to believe to His word. His blood is still there in the altar, and He's giving us victory. May the Lord bless our heart. Here, verse 32. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. Here you can see the love. And at that time there was no love yet, but you can see already the love of God here. In verse 33, verse 7, you see here what he's saying. And Moses, verse 7. Verse 7, the Lord is saying, thy people, not his people. Verse 7, and the Lord said unto Moses, get thee down, for thy people, not his people, but thy people. Here God is speaking. For this reason, the precious word that Brother Branham has heard, all those who loved you and all people who loved you, I will give them to you. Here God is saying, Thy people, not His people, but exactly His people of God. Here, why he's saying so? Because God has spoken through a man with an audible voice. God was treating straight like with Moses, face to face. It's written so. Hallelujah. How many wonders God has given us. How many special things. This word has touched me. Go get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. Hallelujah. I read verse 32 again. If thou wilt forgive thy sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the way I will visit their sin upon them. When he's talking about his angel, we can see that in the next chapter that the angel is going for to destroy the people who were before Israel. And if we see the angel of the Lord, who is a messenger, because when the Lord came down and people of Israel, they said we don't want to hear the voice of God. Let God speak to you and then you can speak to us. For this reason, still today, God is speaking to us through men. What a privilege we have found to walk truly in the word of God and to be submitted ourselves in the word of God. There are a lot of interpretation. There are the interpretation of the thoughts which are raising or coming up heart of man, those kind of thoughts. The thoughts of man, that's the same that's happened with Nathan Abiram, Nathan Abiram. And those people, they were part of the people of Israel. So same with us. This Lord was walking before Israel to deliver him from the end of all the Amorite, Canaanite, all those people before him. And the same with us. The Lord giving this message has given us this message, and this message walking before us, destroying all the things. And through the seventh seal, the Lord has revealed us our true nature, our nature to be son and daughter of God, and our human nature, or our earthly nature is going to pass soon. And what we're waiting for is this transformation that the Lord is going to give to his church. May the Lord be thanked. Let consecrate. There are things that I don't know how to say, but they should be sealed, or they should be like our desire to say, Lord, let me see how you are. Let me see your face. I want to serve you. I'm in thy hands. You have redeemed me. You have paid the price. The church of Jesus Christ is under the blood. The blood of the Lamb was shed, and we belong to God. We belong to him personally. There is nothing that's There's nothing that can go out of his will if he has already decided, or if he's already decided something. Let us sing a song. I prepared a song, but now I don't see it anymore here. Five hundred is just a chorus. 556 for the glory of the Lord. Keep thy flame, thy living flame, that shining or shineth during night. The Lord is coming. My trials will finish. Oh, brother, no, you have not to renounce. Oh, brother, no. Because the trial will finish. Have faith in the Lord. Only Him, He can give you joy that is going to be great. And your effort will finish. Oh, brother, no, do not renounce. Oh, brother, no, because your effort will finish. Stair, we are going to climb the stair of Jacob. That's long stairs. A stair we are going to climb, and your effort will finish. Oh, brother, no, do not renounce. Oh, brother, no, because your effort will finish. Oh, brother, do not renounce. Oh, brother, no. Your effort will finish. Hallelujah. 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 Also, Franco is not to renounce or to give up. May God bless our heart. And may He give us endurance to endure till the end for us to see the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. Your wonderful presence, Heavenly Father, this glorious presence which we need, which our heart, this breath of life coming from You, is that what we need? Come again in our midst, bless our lives, speak still. If there are still things to be said, may You say it in the secret of our heart. Speak again and manifest Yourself manifest ourselves and make your light shine in the darkness. You are the God of earth and heaven. And today, in Jesus Christ, through the promise, you are in our midst. You are in the brethren who are listening. You are everywhere in your church, in your bride. And you yourself, you have said, I'll be with you till the end of all things. You have promised them. And we believe that firmly with all our heart. Speak to us as we are going to go back home. Speak to us. And be, hallelujah. Be with us as those two were going to the way back to Emmaus. They did not understand that was you. But Lord, speak to our heart and let us understand that you are the one speaking. Bless our soul. Visit us, small and big, young and old. Visit your people. Visit your church. Oh Lord, we pray for Brother Frank. May you regenerate him. May you strengthen him. May you strengthen this man that you used, that you have put in your hand, and he has served you till this time. He's going to continue to serve you if you still going to give him life. And we ask that in Jesus' name. May you grant grace. Grant grace to each one of us present here. And also those who are missing. For them when they will listen. To listen to this preaching. For you to bless them through it. Yeah, Lord. Bringing them forward with you. In this glorious kingdom. You are about to come. And we're feeling it. Not just because I'm aged. But we can see what's going on around us, the time, young or old, but you are accomplishing your plan of redemption. Touch our heart, touch our lives, speak to us, speak to your children. And you know the needs. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, for you to do something. Revive our heart because you are coming. For no one to be loose or to be lost, and prepare us, wonderful Heavenly Father. May thy power comes among us, and all unbelief to depart from us, from your children, redeemed with the blood of Jesus Christ, and everything that seems impossible by faith to be done, as we have read, Lord. As we read, I can all things through the one who strengthened me. Come to you with power and authority. Grant grace for thy name to be elevated. You are worthy, the Lamb of God who remove my sin and our sin. He has removed them. Hallelujah. What a blessing and what a grace to be pure before thee. Also the whole people. I'm thinking about Angela and Carmela, also Brother Salvatore, and all of them, for you to touch them through your powerful word and to give them this regeneration, what they need, as you are the winner. Thank to you, winner of Golgotha, through your stripes, through your stripes, you have given us heal, you have given us salvation, you have given us restoration. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.